Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spirit Therapy. I wasn't going to do the show tonight. I did no promotion, and until 15 minutes ago, I was like, nah, man, it's Memorial Day, people are out, but I had a wonderful day, and I came home, and I was like, you know what, I'm in the mood to talk about something and to talk, so here we are. So within 15 minutes, I'm just going to talk about, you know, what happened to me, but I'm going to turn off the air conditioning because it's been a lovely day here. And while I do that, let's see if we can find something real quick to play for your listening pleasure. How about this?
Monet and Left Foot.
Perfect song for today's energy. I want to say hi to Gia, who just joined us. She just sent me a message in the text saying, happy going back to Jamaica. Fantastic. I mean, what a wonderful message, going back to Jamaica. So she's already there. I saw some of your pictures. They look like you've been having a fantastic time. I'd love to hear a little bit about it if you want to write me a private message, Gia, and tell me a little bit about your travels, because the energy looks fantastic, and you look really happy. It's funny, Gian and I have never met, but we met online through Gwen, who started this whole network, Here Be Monsters. And, you know, she's a big shower-upper, which I really enjoy. So yeah, welcome. My name's Nicole Tomasini. I don't know if I mentioned that. And today, I'm just going to talk about some stuff. So, since this whole grand cardinal cross and all this stuff between Mars and Venus, the male and the female strife and working stuff out together, it's been quite a time we've had for since, you know, April into most of May. And now we're in this lovely water trine, which I have to say is really much sweeter, much more palpable. How about that? So I just got a text from my friend. Wonderful weekend. It sure was. It sure was. And a lot of learning from different people, friends or new friends. Gwen and I had a guy on the consciousness shift couple weeks ago. His name is Healer Esoteric, and so we were on the show together. I realized that he was the type of guy that I could talk to in a room, you know, for about a month straight. So I was like, why don't you come over? Let's hang out. So we hung out, and he's an astrologer that works with, he's also a physical trainer, so he uses the astrology. Yeah, thanks, Gia. She said that guy was way cool. Cool. I'm glad you were there. yeah, he works with astrology and people looking to do things with their body and their energy level and, you know, from the physical standpoint. And so just off the cuff on his phone while we were hanging out, he looked up my chart and started to talk generally about this is what sun sign in Aries means. This is what Libra rising means. This is what Mercury, you know, your communication in Aries is like. And I shit you not, everything that he said could have been applied, was applied directly to me. And of course, you know, not everything is always shiny roses and positive when you talk about these things. And, you know, we had just met and he was like, oh, you know, I don't know if this applies to you. Well, guess what? Everything he said applied to me. Amazing. So it was wonderful to meet somebody that really knows what they're talking about. And when he left, he said, I said, you know, thank you so much. This is a wonderful first meeting. And he said, it's wonderful to not feel like I'm alone. That meant a lot to me. I was like, yeah, man, I think that's what it's all about. Us light workers and people that have been working on something new, a new paradigm, and especially in these realms that have been pontificated on and ostracized and, you know, basically shit on for being what they are, these esoteric arts and paganism, witchcraft, using astrology, using the math of the stars, which is so amazing. Once you tune into it, you can't stop tuning into it. At least that's been my experience. So Gia wrote, fire is on. Interesting. Write a little bit more about what you mean by that, Gia. So, maybe you're talking about the Mars going direct, which happened on the 19th, this past Monday. And being an Aries Martian, I definitely felt the shift, but I kind of forgot about it. Isn't that interesting? I guess things just started to move forward, so I forgot about what the planets were doing because I didn't feel held back anymore. So good call on that, Gia. Very interesting. See? This has been happening all weekend. These random occurrences of information that is just so helpful. And one thing that I've learned about myself is that I'm such a jigsaw puzzle, right? I make the puzzle pieces. I can move in any direction. I see all the different size shapes that need to come together cohesively. You know, that's part of my job as a spirit therapist. And it's what I love to do. But I realize that the flip side of that is that sometimes I overlook the obvious. And it's extremely helpful to me to have people put things in nice little boxes for me. And people have been saying things, but also there's something about the element of the timing. Clearly, this is the correct timing for these things to have come to fruition and awareness for me to see these neat little boxes. For instance, Healer said to me, he said, tell me a little bit about spirit therapy. And I said, well, you know, I explained it's about belief systems. And if you have belief systems that are not working for you, they will stick out. And we talk about those and see where we can change those belief systems so that everything can work in your favor instead of against you. So, and then I said, but the other part of it is the intuition, is me clearing myself and listening. It's like being a switchboard operator. Anything that talks to me, I'm open to whatever that has to say. Anything that's around you, I listen in for anything that that's telling me. Also, the information you're giving me goes into my head, and then we see where, because it's like a puzzle piece, puzzle to me. See what's happening here, which piece is missing. Da, da, da. And he said, here's the box. he said, well, you know, that's the definition of being a counselor. Really? He said, yeah, it's being the empty vessel, the head, the other head, for someone to fill with what's happening with them and see it from an unbiased aerial view, so to speak. And I was like, wow, that's exactly what I do. Just like that. So pretty cool. Let me see what Gia has said. I asked her to explain more. Scroll up. Aw, she said, and you are cool about all that, which is very accepting without trying to make a dollar off marketing talented, spectacular people. However, sometimes we are poor. Yeah, that's interesting. I've thought about that with, like, you know, the geniuses of our times past, like Van Gogh and Jesus and, you know, all these people that just did their thing and it wasn't about making a dollar. But now I think that's changing. I think because of manifestation and awareness, we are also able to manifest abundance, especially now if you have goodness in you, really. It's, I think times are a-changing, and the more centered you are within yourself and the more you enjoy your own company, that's another thing I wanted to bring up today, enjoy even these things, you know, just getting dressed, just making it to your destination, enjoying those as really like an enjoyable thing, not just because like I'm enjoying this because, okay, I have to go through this, so let's make it enjoyable. I think that's a first step, and I think that's a great step. But the next step is enjoying it like it's having a fine bottle of wine with a great friend at an awesome restaurant and your pants fit you correctly, you know, that kind of level of enjoyment just in transit. Why not? Why not? So let me see what else she said. That's it. It's nearly free. However, we do need to get compensation or balance money. Yeah, sure. She's a hairdresser. I didn't know that. Wonderful. I do get paid, but it is reciprocation. I give every bit to make it happen, and money is their part. The head, so much my job. That's wonderful. I mean, you know, being an Aries, we're ruled by the head. So, you know, it's all about the main, you know, Leos can attest the importance of a good main grooming. So, but yeah, I think it's, Gemini, back and forth, Gia. Nice. I think with any kind of light working that we're doing right now, it is a give and take, and the money will come. I think that's part of our job right now, to put that into the manifestation of the planetary consciousness, is it's okay. Do what you love, and the money will come. Like, you really, seriously, don't need to worry about it. It's a whole new concept, and of course, I can hear some of you out there saying, yeah, well, easier said than done. Of course, but that's why we do this. That's why I do the show. That's why we have any kind of working internally thoughts that we're having, is for basically that, so that you really do not have to worry about money. I think maybe that's part of the abundance that a lot of the good teachers are talking about right now. It's really just the abundance is right there. It's yours. And I think this, just knowing that it's yours and knowing that you really can do what you love and the abundance will come. You don't have to be, you know, a money grubbing like a Donald Trump. You don't have to make it your almighty purpose to focus on the dollar, because at the end of the day, it's just a piece of paper. Amazing how torn up and panties in a bunch we all get. Sand in the crack. I mean, all about a paper with printed stuff on it. But it's a powerful piece of paper, isn't it? It's got "In God We Trust" written on it. It's got the pyramid with the eye, the Illuminati symbol, take it or leave it, good or bad, whatever, it's there. A bunch of presidents, you know, with all of their energy. Benjamin Franklin, who I have a fondness for, being a fellow Philadelphian, I enjoy his energetic invention and inventor brain and thinking outside of the box. And also how he was such a wonderful ladies man in a diplomatic sort of way. You know, I don't know if you, I got this from the show John Adams. It's a wonderful series. I think PBS did it. And we were in trouble, like France, we had to make peace with France. And so Benjamin Franklin goes, no problem, dudes. I got it. I know some ladies over there, you know, they're very rich and influential. They're like 80. And so I'll go and, you know, give them some love and, you know, see what I can do. And he fixed the whole shit. And in the show, they have John, John Adams at all. He was like the opposite, fuddly little guy. But anyway, Benjamin Franklin in the bathtub with, you know, this like French 80-year-old, you know, whatever, madam of the blah, blah, blah. And, you know, that's his diplomatic relations. He's like, listen, I am negating war right here from the bathtub. Fantastic. Man after my own heart. Amazing. So, he said, that's what I told the Jamaicans when I bought them rounds of beer. Oh, money is a good start. Oh, wait a minute. Gwen's money is a good start for the unbelievers to spur them possible. Interesting. Yes. Our sponsor, daughtersofisis.com, has a wonderful money mister oil that really, it literally smells like money, I think. But it smells like happy money, like happy money, like happy money flowers. And it really does get you into that vibration of being positive with money. I mean, that's such an important thing. I took there was a phone seminar that, again, Gwen turned me on to, and this woman was talking about our relationship with money. And so many of us think of it as like a lover that went out for cigarettes and like never came back. And like, when are you coming? Oh my God, I love you when you're here, but I hate you when you're gone. So, you know, it's how do you switch that up? So it was really basically about making peace with money, literally like holding a large denomination. She said like a 50 or 100 would be best. If you've got only a 20 lying around, then fine, do it with that. But about looking at it and really like, you know, sort of like if you've had a negative vibration on money, to basically over the lover's quarrel moment, you know, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't, you know, I was thinking this and I just got carried away and I got very, you know, possessive and I didn't know if you're ever coming. So I'm sorry, money. This is what I would love. I would love you to just flow in and out of my door constantly, just in and out, and I can spend you how I want you and we'll both have a great time. You know, I mean, anything, just have a conversation with money, literally. Look at the largest denomination you can possibly get your hands on right now and have a ceremony with it. So, and I'll tell you, after I did that, I did get unexpected money. And since then, the money vibration has been different and money has been more flowing. Gear wrote bathtub politics. The Benjamin Franklin. So great. I love it. Because, you know, that's where I do all my meditation. That's my spaceship. So if we can, you know, heal the world politics from there, I mean, what's better than that? So, so yeah, that brings me to enjoying yourself and letting things flow. I had an astrology reading from a wonderful astrologer. I highly recommend her. Her name is Andrea Klim, K-L-I-M. She does a podcast called Turn to the Stars. And very reasonable price, like, I don't know, 15 minutes, like $30. And she told me that things are moving forward, but that there would be a fair amount of delay. But don't worry, things are moving forward. And that's exactly what's been happening, even with the subway train. You know, this weekend it was all about leisure, so whatever. I mean, I'm not in a rush, but when you get downstairs and it's 8 minutes to wait for the train or 12 minutes, you're like, oh, such a New Yorker, right? Oh, too long. Oh, my God, it's forever. And then I had to talk myself down into, all right, it's fine. Like, are we in a rush? No. So maybe this is, you know, time for us to just chill out and be here. Okay. So that helped. That was good. And then I realized that this is part of the universe showing me, this is my interpretation, showing me that, yes, you are on track, because there were a lot of signs. I found a dollar, and then I went and waited for my friend standing next to a penny. And then, you know, everything, with every other moment during the weekend, everything was perfectly timed. And so this is the universe's way of saying you are right on time. You may even be a little bit ahead of schedule. So, you know, you don't have to rush. Things may take 8 minutes that usually take three. So it's just like a little longer. And it's fine. So embracing that, and, you know, if you're a mover and a shaker, like especially Aries like to be, you know, we can get impatient for no reason. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe, Gia says. Yes, is that, that's one of the things, isn't it? Like going with the flow of the universe. Yeah, and like listening to what the universe is telling you. You know, that's me from my perspective, my chart, but looking at what, you know, what's happening and what's your reaction. So, yeah, it's interesting watching the chat room. People come in, they come out, they come in. I see Aloha Jay tried to log in and logged out. You don't know if it's like the internet. But anyway, all right, I'll talk about a couple other things. And then I thought maybe I would just choose like one of my random playthings that I feel needs to be repeated. Let's see what happens. Again, just doing the show, I figured, all right, if nothing else, this will be a lesson in letting go of control. Because really, I didn't know I was going to do the show until 15 minutes beforehand. I think I was like, well, if I have 20 minutes until the show starts, I'll do it. And I think I looked and I had 5 minutes until the show started. And I was like, yeah, why not? Let's just do it. What's the difference? Why do I need all this time to, for what? So, Giro, professional hitchhiker, because you have to. That's good. That's really good. Sure, basically, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, Alex, the filmmaker in LA, and he was like, you know, I realized that you're as prepared as you can be. And it's best to be well-prepared because you don't know what you're running into. You know, you can walk over here and boom, this shenanigan happens. This scenario happens. And what do? You need to think on your feet. You need to, you know, maybe do a shuffle. And so that's when your skills come into practice there. But if you're already out of balance and then something, you know, out of left field comes, you know, it's probably going to be a little bit more difficult. Not to say it's not going to be fun, or at least have a good story at the end, or some sort of story. But, you know, to have that, our final thought on the conversation that we had about that was, yes, yes, be like water, my friend. bends with the wind. It's the best. It's the best case scenario. So, Gia, do you live in LA? Because my friend Alex lives in LA, and he just tells me all these stories about the shenanigans. I mean, it's just basically like a circus. Even when you're looking, you know, for work and connecting with people who are, you know, that you can do projects with, the circus shows up. It's like trying to do business deals during, you know, a Cirque du Soleil, like, performance. And one of the people you need to talk to is the tightrope walker. You're like, oh, excuse me. amazing. I mean, people say all kinds of things about New York, but yeah, that's the LA. Oh, you're in South Florida. Oh, cool. Nice. Lots of sun. We had our first sunny day today. Our first really hot, beautiful 81 degrees. Gorgeous. Picture perfect today. All right. So let's, I want to talk a little bit about friendship on this Memorial Day. Sometimes I feel things about Memorial Day, you know, because it's just like mixed feeling about, you know, fighting wars and veterans and for all of this. But again, it's people doing something for the cause. So you love it. But in my case, you know, I hate the Babylon of it. But anyway, so this weekend taught me a lot about friendship. Because after that, you know, the male-female chafing, rubbing that we did between Mars and Venus, Aries, Libra, Mars. And then the Grand Cross, and then this clearing that we're doing, and this moving into our throat chakras, saying what we want, you know, it's a lot of... There's a friendship that, you know, means a lot to me. I know instinctually that it's... you know, we're grounded, we're bound together. Like it's happening. And but I was a little like, I don't know how this is going. Maybe I need to, you know, step back a little bit. And talking to Healer Esoteric, I told him a random story that how I was trying to go to see my friend stand up and ended up, we figured out, making a figure of a six, the number six, around where this friend used to work and where I spent a lot of time and was very, a lot of things were started in that place. And he said, well, six is about the teacher. I didn't know that. Six is about, you know, things that need to be taught, learned. It's the healer, the teacher. I was like, interesting. So I was like, wow, that tells me that this is, I need to remember this. About this friendship, that it is about teaching each other and learning from each other all the time. And so I spent most of this weekend with this friend, and it was a whole different ball of wax. Amazing. I think part of it was because I relaxed into it because I'm comfortable in that teacher-student role, and it just flew. And one thing I've been contemplating lately is, you know, if I look at the situation that I'm in, no matter what it is, talking with a friend, eating some dinner, whatever, if I look at this in the best case scenario, in the most pleasing eye that I could possibly look at this, is that what is going to happen? Is that what will follow? Will I receive that best case scenario in some way? It may not be the same way I envisioned it, but still best case scenario. So I've been toying with that recently, and I think it makes a difference. I mean, you know, instinctually, if you're up on the law of attraction and manifestation and being on the right vibration, blah, 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 focusing on what you want, you know, it stands to reason that will work. And, you know, I want to say it's easy, not easy, you know. You don't just jump into it, but it's easy enough. I guess it depends on how good you are at fantasy work, you know, in your head. What's the greatest situation, Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. We're off to see the wizard. You know, how fast can you get into that yay skipping mode, right? So if you can do that easily, you know, off to see the wizard, then you're probably going to get to the wizard very quickly. And if not, it may take you a little bit longer, but it doesn't matter. You know, everybody gets to the wizard that's seeking the wizard. So how do you create the best case scenario with your mind and what you're thinking is going to happen? You know, that's the beginning. That's the beginning of something that I'm looking into. But I do see that I do affect it when I'm like, oh, I can't stand when this person does this, or, oh, are they going to do that? Because that's annoying. When I think like that, that happens, and then it happens more. And then it, again, happens again more. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm expecting it, so it's happening. I'm expecting it, so it's happening. And so you want to say, well, I'm not an idiot. You know, I didn't have a lobotomy yesterday. You know, it's very probable this is going to happen. But maybe if you stopped thinking and being certain that it was going to happen, maybe that would give it a better probability of happening in a pleasing manner. And that seems to be the case. I'll tell you that. So work with that. You just send me a rolling happy face. I take it that means you like it. That's great. So around now, I usually need a moment. Okay, show me what... Always the right choice. Just scrolling through, and that's what caught my eye. Always the right choice. All right, so we'll listen a few minutes. Let's see what happens, and we'll be right back.
That's the paradox.
How do I know if I'm living my highest life, my highest excitement?
Are you acting on your highest excitement every moment to the best of your ability that you know of?
No, I'm in a den.
Well, then obviously you know you're not. Yes?
Okay.
So it's clear that you're not living your highest excitement, yes?
Yes.
Well, that's how you know.
Are illnesses finite?
Yes. But sometimes they end with death. Still finite.
Shit. So if you...
Well?
Okay, let me rephrase that.
Oh, all right.
So if I'm... If there's a belief that's holding me to an illness,
yes,
and I'm aware I need to shift that belief,
yes,
how do I shift the belief?
Do find I out what the belief is.
Okay, I know what the belief is.
What is it?
I'm not good enough.
Well, why do you believe you're not good enough? Why would you buy into that? Does that make sense to you?
No, I've allowed it.
Because? What are you getting out of it? Anything that you buy into, you only buy into because you're getting something out of it. If you really weren't getting anything out of it, you would let it go. What are you getting out of holding on to that belief?
Not challenging myself, just staying still.
And that's because you feel that if you challenge yourself, what will happen?
Oh, I get sick again.
Well, there you go.
So do I mantra it? Do I journal it?
In other words, what we said earlier, paradoxically, it has to be all right for you to get sick in order for you to never get sick again. Because you are invalidating the sickness as an experience. Because you're saying there is no possible positive reason that I'm sick. But there could be. There could be. You can't invalidate your experiences. Any of them. They are there for a reason. To teach you something you need to know. So as soon as you start validating it and letting it be all right for whatever needs to happen and stop being afraid of what might happen, then it won't need to happen necessarily. In a sense, you are, in some senses, almost guaranteeing that you'll get sick by not ever wanting to get sick. Because you're saying, that's the only path that I need to avoid. And you can't avoid it if there is a reason why you're creating it. Now, the reason why you're creating it may only be because you don't need it anymore. But you have to allow that to be okay. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Everything that happens in your life is okay. Everything that happens in your life is okay. Remember, you are an eternal, infinite, indestructible being. So what if you get sick and die? You'll still exist. You'll still exist. Oh, well, that was interesting. Speaking linearly, yes, I know everything exists at the same time, but speaking linearly from your linear perspective, you've done it many times. And in a sense, what we said a little while ago about you shifting from one parallel reality version of yourself to another billions of times a second means you're actually dying billions of times a second. This person standing there right now, 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 is not the same person. Literally not the same person that was here a moment ago, 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 ago.
No, I get that.
You're dying all the time, being reborn all the time. So what? It's part of life. Allow yourself to...
I think I'm going to stop it there, because it's cool when you play that game, when you just go, okay, spin the wheel, boom, this. Let's see what this has to teach me. And he basically talks a lot about what I was just talking about, the validation and the shifting every second. He says, you know, dying every second because you're becoming someone new every second. But it does answer to what I was just talking about, you know, if I visualize and expect the best case scenario that I can reasonably come up with in my head, is that what happens within the next second. And, you know, I'm going to say that, yeah, I think it works. I mean, at the moment, I haven't been able to do it all the time with every circumstance, but when I do, it does work. So we can take that recording as, Shar is so direct. Yes, Gia. That's what I really like about him. He's sort of the answer to Abraham. You know, Abraham, even though it's a composite of souls and it goes by Abraham, which we see as masculine, I think Bashar sort of gets right in there, boom, bam, boom, sword, Aries or, you know, male, just directness. But I like Bashar. And not only for his wisdom, but also because everything is accepted. Even in that directness, no matter what you say, she says, let me rephrase that. And he goes, oh, all right. You know, do whatever you want. You know, like one lady was like, oh, I'm very depressed and, you know, sad about blah. He's like, oh, all right. So why are you doing that? She's like, well, I don't know. You know, so word up. Yeah. So, you know, he talks about it in terms of illness, wellness, but it can also be, you know, on a smaller scale or just a different scale of highest enjoyment of every second. And I realize that one of the key components of that is allowing whatever to happen to happen. And excuse me, so much good food in the last 3 days. We went to Casa Mona, which is like a meat, you know, a gastronomic extravaganza. Amazing. Mario Batali, one of my favorite chefs. And then also Crispo's. And we were talking to the owner. I mean, what a wonderful New York staple. So definitely frequent those. I will go ahead and sponsor those. So... anyway, but a little burpy. Sorry. So anyway, it happens. My father used to walk around burping. And I would be like, Dad, what are you doing? It's so disgusting. You know, teenage 13-year-old mind. And he's like, what do you mean? It aligns your chakras. You know, it's good for you. You know, get that, that vibration out there. I was like, whatever. But I think he's right. I think that's yet another thing that Babylon has put some sort of smackdown, shut up, you know, down on, just down with you. Do not be all right with your bodily functions. Like, that's ridiculous. It's like, you know, car exhaust pipes popping and car sounds, we're all right with those, but we're not all right with our own body making some noises. It's ridiculous. So funny. But anyway, that's one of the perks of having European parents. They were a little less caught up in the cookie cutter little boxes and the butter and everybody's all the same, you know. So anyway, but I was going to talk about loving yourself. And I noticed that getting dressed is a modern day ritual. How about that? Because getting dressed for me, depending as a woman, depending on your weight, how you feel about yourself, how you look, if you're bloated, what kind of visual, you know, morphication is happening or not, getting dressed can be quite a situation. It can be stressful, it can be emotional, but it can also be a very joyous experience I am now experiencing. So I guess I'll say first that this is prefaced by work on looking at myself and loving myself all the time. And I'll share with you one cool tidbit that has really, again, with one sentence, changed the whole game for me. My friend Zion, who is physically, I'll just go ahead and say gorgeous. It's DNA, it's genetics, it's framing. He's got all the necessary components to work with. I need to point that out. And he's worked with them and loves working with them. So over the years, I've seen him become a master of the body, and it's helped me very much with my body as well. So when, you know, what you look at it and, you know, the world looks at as a perfect specimen of a physical human being says to you, when you're like, well, I want this to change and this is cool, but this is kind of, and I don't like this. He said, Nicole, everyone looks at themselves and is unhappy with something. Everyone, including me. Why do you think that I change my body so often? Now, I've known this guy for, I don't know, 9 years. I've seen him morph constantly. Sometimes within 2 weeks, he's this, then he's that. He's a little bigger, he's a little smaller. He's more like this, muscle, fat, a total morphification. He said, why do you think I change myself so much? We all go through this where we're never quite satisfied, and that's part of it, and it will always be part of it. And for some reason, that changed the whole game for me. I was like, oh, wait a minute, really? It's not just me. Like, I just thought at some point I would get to something where I would fix it. I would find the fix, and it would be fine. And to know that that's not what it is, that it's always, and then we have this body morph syndrome where whatever you're seeing is not what everybody else is seeing, because they're seeing like the flip side of what the mirror is telling you. So there's this perspective thing that, you know, when you look at yourself in pictures, but still it's through your eyes. So you're never going to see yourself the way that other people see you. And to just accept that and embrace that, and to know that especially if you're a critical person, you're going to stare at every flaw and everything and do whatever you want with it. But when you can get to a place where it's like, okay, this is what I look like. And guess what? According to the rest of the world, this is not only not so bad, it's actually quite beautiful in its own right. My perfect example for this kind of talk, Steve Buscemi. And I think he would back me up on that if he heard this right now. Steve Buscemi was not born with, you know, Angelina Jolie or Alec Baldwin or, you know, Brad Pitt looks. Let's face it. Googly-eyed, skinny, blah, blah, blah. But to me, he's one of the most attractive human beings out there. Why? Because his level of comfort and confidence and relaxation within himself is astounding. Astounding. And so comforting. And I'll watch him do anything. I'll watch him go in the grocery store and be fascinated. So, you know, let's put ourselves into perspective. And give ourselves a break. You know, there's this whole thing about perspective and mind melding and washing, you know, that we've gone through. And I think this is the beginning of, like, waking up to being yourself, whatever it is. Last night, we were coming back from a wonderful time up in the Bronx. Sat on a roof. There were 360-degree skies. It was wonderful. But anyway, we were coming home, and what was I talking about? Well, I don't know if I remember. I got so distracted by the 360-degree sky. I mean, for a New Yorker, and I have a fair amount of sky, like, from my window. I'm very lucky in that regard. But there's something about the South Bronx that just has so much more free sky space that is just astounding. And it's just beautiful. We saw all kinds of things. A bird flew by. I was singing a song with my friend of mine. Bird flew by. Looked like he was listening. A bee was, like, hovering and, like, looked like he was listening, like, yeah, man, sing me that Bowie tune. I was like, wow. And then trains went by and a boat came by and planes. I was like, yo, if we were doing a music video right now, like, that's it. It's a wrap. If we had cameras on everything that happened, that's it. It's perfect. Go home. Have a beer. Done. So, yeah, that was incredible. So you can see why it got distracting. So I don't know what I was talking about. Nature takes that old mind away. I know. I notice that's a thing also. I'd be interested to hear, again, if you want to contact me with anything, really. I'm very interested in the community. Of course, I would love to give you a spirit therapy session and, you know, prosper and all of that. And actually, I just really enjoy doing spirit therapy sessions with people. Like, it's my fun to, you know, you're the jigsaw puzzle. I can't get enough. So anyway, if you want to contact me for anything, just this happened to me, tell me, or ask me a question. I'll answer it. You know, it doesn't need to be $5. If you want to send me $5, don't let me hold you back. But, you know, anyway, Facebook for the moment, Spirit Therapy with Nicole, or on my personal page, Nicole Tomasini. We are in the midst of getting together a spirittherapynyc.com website. So, you know, I will announce that officially when that comes around. But anyway, I'd be interested to see if any other light workers are going through, what was I going to say? Yes, the mind taking it away. I forgot about talking about forgetting what you were going to say. Now, if that's not a double mind meld, I don't know what is. But anyway, I'd be interested to see if other light workers and, you know, people that are paying attention are having the same thing with just a lot of thoughts, a lot of different train tracks to be followed down, a lot of paths. And so sometimes the main path doesn't get gotten back to, basically. So, yeah, too much to say. what Gia said. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm not going to play anything, but I just need a little moment. This is when I had, if I had like a 20-second jingle, I would play this. But just hang on. Let me hydrate myself. Let's all take a beverage drink together, whatever you're drinking. Kia wrote, my dream life has become nearly half Cheers. That's great. Well, everybody knows your name. And it's never all the same. I know that's not the lyrics, but it should be. Where nothing's the same, but everybody knows your name. Isn't that great? I think that would be great. I noticed today, ooh, this is a fun little game in our last 9 minutes. I was in the shower and I was thinking about the people that I hang out with that are closest to me, family or friends, and what the dominant astrological signs are with the people that I choose to surround myself with. And I noticed that, all right, so I'm an Aries, and the most populated astrological signs were Capricorn, my roommate, my father, another roommate, lots of good friends, light workers. I mean, there's a big list in the Capricorns. I seem to like those horny goats. And, you know, being a ram, you know, we're horny, horned as well. Take that as you will. So Capricorn's big thing, and Gemini's, I really enjoy the, like you, Gia, maybe that's why we relate cyberly, is the quick thinker, the Quicksilvers, my friend I was just telling you about, Mr. Physical Perfection, Zion. He would hate the fact that I just said that and said his name as well. Like Nicole down low. Anyway, he's a Gemini, and a few of my other good friends, my second mother is a Gemini, and I really enjoy that, you know, judge, jury, executioner, everybody's talking, the people's court, Judge Judy, you know, everybody's got their say all the time, and everything is very well thought out. Like, they really appreciate someone who's at least thinking, trying to think, trying to work it out. They're just like, yes. But if you're not trying at all, they're just like, yeah, I don't have time for you. I don't. Goodbye. So anyway, those seem to be like the top two contenders. And then I thought it was interesting also to look at the other signs that are either your actual sign or also your same element. And so I'm a fire sign, and I realize I don't have at the moment anyone that's an Aries, male or female, around me. Don't really have too many Leos, but I like the Capricorns. Gwen's a Capricorn. I'm sorry, Sagittarius. Gwen's Sag. You know, and to look at it that way, like Aries is the first fire sign, so we're kind of like the baby of that element. Then you have like the middle-aged Leo, which is about the performance, the circus, the ha, you know, look at me. And when the show's over, Leos are like, listen, stop looking at me. I am not a performing monkey. You know, I will let, you'll know when the show is happening. And then the Sagittarius, which are the most mature sign of the fires. And to me, they're like the smart bomb. Like, you know, Aries is the baby with the flamethrower. This is just destroying. You know, I'll hit the target, but I'll also take out like a 90-mile radius that was completely unnecessary. That's like the raw Aries energy. But the Sag is like, all right, we're sitting here having drinks. Something needs to happen or be eliminated. So beep, boop, bop, boop. Something happens and you hear a small poof and you're like, what's that? Nothing. Let's go get lunch. And so the Sagittarian is just the smart bomb. It'll just take out exactly what needs to be taken out. And that's it. That's it. Nobody needs to know. I don't need the credit. Just it's taken care of. And the running, of course, you know, they're half man, half horse. So they enjoy the running around. And, you know, that's always fun. So, yeah. All right. 5 minutes. I'm glad that I decided to do this and just talk. I would go ahead and recommend to anyone to wherever there's a moment or situation where you could either jump or not jump. If you're feeling that jumping may possibly be a good idea, I would suggest going ahead and jumping. You know, if it doesn't feel like a good idea, I would say, you know, maybe still not jump, or, you know, you could see. But, you know, I think this is a good trial period for everyone. I think the stakes are low. The bar is low. You know, it's the first totem pole of the, what is that, limbo, you know? Everyone can get over it. Anyone can get under it. You know, it's the easy phase. So, you know, to just talk your talk and see if you're walking your walk. Stay in your integrity and let other people do whatever it is that they're going to do. Really, I have this feeling that integrity is going to be a big topic in the next few years. Few, 2, 3, 5, 10, 20, 50, who knows? But, you know, I had mentioned before about, like, you know, these guys that I really respect in their craft, like Alec Baldwin and Samuel L. Jackson, for being wonderful actors, and I really enjoy their energy, but yet they're standing for these banks that are just, you know, bad news. And I'm sorry, guys, but I use them as the example for so many others of just standing for what the hell is this bullshit, you know. And I think that can be applied to anyone's life at any level of, you know, really, are you still buying into this, you know, bullshit attitude that's not making anyone, including you, happy? You know, at this point, if you've learned how to make yourself happy at all, and this is from a light worker with all due compassion, but you're going to have to cut them loose. You are. Because at this point, it's just too much. We already have our own baggage that we are cutting loose so that our balloon can sail. So you don't need some straggler hanger on. You know, it's like some James Bond movie where the guy's like, no, don't cut. You're like, listen, dude, how long do you want the scene to be with you hanging on the rope? We're all waiting for you to drop. It's inevitable, you know? So just drop. It doesn't mean you have to die. You know, you may make your way back into my life. But until now, snip, snip, my friend. Snip, snip. And I say that with full integrity, you know, again, with compassion. But guess what? People are choosing wherever they want to be. So let them be wherever they want to be. Meanwhile, you choose wherever you want to be and you see who's in sight. You know, you don't have to go climbing in the mountains to find your best friend vibrationally. They should be right there if they're meant to be right there. So there you go. Thank you so much for chiming in with me, Gia. I kind of felt, I was like, I think Gia might show up. Or somebody. I feel like someone's going to listen. So thank you, Gia. A new class to offer. Snip with integrity. New class. To offer. I like that, Gia. Thank you. I will work on that. So yeah, man, I felt it and it's great. So I hope you all are having a wonderful holiday. Blessings and love to all of you. And we will see you next week. Let's do one more spin of the wheel just without her. All right. I don't know what this is, but this is where we spin to. Kiss, kiss to Gia and all our other listeners. Talk to you soon. It's perfect. A
spend the night in a chair, thinking she'll be there, but she never comes. And I wake up and wipe the sleep from my eyes, and I rise to spend another day without her. It's just no good anymore when you walk through the door of an empty room. You go inside and set a table for one. It's no fun when you have to spend the day without her. We burst a pretty balloon, took us to the moon. Such a beautiful thing, but it's ended now, and it sounds like a lie. I said I'd rather die than be without her. Love is a beautiful thing when it knows how to swing and it grooves like a clock. But the hands on the clock tell the lovers to part, and it's breaking my heart to spend another day without her.
I think that's enough. That's great. Such a groovy tune. All right, everyone. Talk to you soon. See you next week.